The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so kindly for joining us today. Everybody has been touched at some level by Alzheimer's. The Alzheimer's Association Nebraska chapter is working very hard to find a cure, and one of the events that they do to help raise money for finding a cure and for helping families and of those who have Alzheimer's is the Longest Day. And with me is Sherry Obermiller, who is on the planning committee of the Longest Day, and she's here with me today. Sherry, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
How did you get involved with volunteering for the Alzheimer's Association Nebraska chapter?
Sure. Several years ago, after my mom's diagnosis of Alzheimer's, I just felt like I wanted to do something extra. Like, I just felt like I needed to do something, and was looking around for ideas and found the Longest Day, which appealed to me because it was a do-it-yourself kind of creative fundraiser. You can do anything that you love to do for someone you love, and I felt like it was a good fit, so I got involved.
And so explain that, because it is an interesting take on an event in which, because we've heard of things where people, you know, like a bowl-a-thon, people will bowl for pledges, or a run-a-thon or bike-a-thon or that type of thing. Explain what you do for the Longest Day.
Yeah, so I'm part of the planning committee, and what we do is we help get participants registered, and you can choose any kind of activity of your choice. And people have become very creative over the past year, especially with having to do things more socially distanced. A lot of activities have gone online, such as like demonstrations on cooking and baking, holding a cornhole tournament virtually, all kinds of things that people have been very creative. It's been really fun to be part of.
So if this appeals to someone who's listening right now, how do they get involved? Can they form their own team or their own event in order to raise funds for research and care?
Yes, exactly. You go to alz.org/TLD, the Longest Day, and get registered. And our planning committee is here to help brainstorm with activities that might just strike a chord with you and sound like something fun to do to raise the funds.
And so can you kind of give us a little insight into that? So let's say I come to you and I say, all right, I want to do a cook-a-thon. I'm going to cook a bunch of hot dogs and give them out to folks that are hungry. How would we put that together so that I'm also raising funds for the Alzheimer's Association?
Yeah, you could do something like that. You just ask for donations, maybe from your friends, family, coworkers. Explain what you're doing, how you're doing it, get those donations, and it's all very easy once you get registered to kind of follow along with how you can reach people out in the community. It's like a one-button fundraiser button for turning it into a Facebook fundraiser, so that's really easy, reaching a lot of people. You can send letters out to your friends and family and coworkers and ask for donations, and the possibilities are limitless.
I'll bet they are. in our society at this moment, we're all kind of looking back at, wow, it was literally a year ago at this time that we were unfortunately introduced to COVID-19, coronavirus, that it's changed our lives. I mean, that's a benchmark, watershed moment in history, and from that moment on, things will never be the same. Can you kind of take us through how you had to deal with this from the standpoint of continuing to raise funds to help people with Alzheimer's and to help find a cure?
Yeah, sure. Like, for example, I used to hold a rooftop cocktail party in honor of my mom, featuring her favorite cocktail. And we couldn't do that last year, so we went virtual, put together a video, demonstrated how to make her favorite cocktail, kind of told our story and asked for donations that way. I know another family that walked from like where her mom was at a rest home to their family home 8 miles away, asked for donations for that walk that they did. Someone played the piano for the whole day in honor of his mom and grandma who taught him how to play the piano and put that out as a live stream on Facebook. So that was really exciting. So there's a lot of things you can do without physically getting together.
So really, it is only the limits of one's imagination that can keep one from succeeding at this. That's fantastic. Lastly, the funds that are raised kind of goes, well, at a minimum, there's two prongs to it. One is research for a cure, but the other one is also helping people and families who deal with Alzheimer's on a daily basis, right?
Yes, exactly. It goes for the care and support of all those that are facing Alzheimer's, their caregivers. There's a helpline that's 24/7 that the Alzheimer's Association puts out that's very helpful for people to call, support groups, community education, all kinds of things like that. It's very important for us to keep raising those funds.
ALZ.org/TLD. The longest day. You can get involved or you can donate. The choice is entirely up to you. That's Sherry Obermiller. She is on the committee of the, she's on the planning committee for the longest day fundraising event. Sherry, thank you so much for joining me today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.